Chapter 5. Will Meets Davy Jones. The pirates left Teodama's house and sailed the Black Pearl to an island. They came to a ship that lay on its side in shallow water. Jack and Gibbs stood under an oil light and looked silently at the old, broken ship.
"Is that the Flying Dutchman?" Will asked. "She doesn't look very good."
"What's your plan?" Jack asked.
"I'll search the ship until I find your key," Will said.
"And if you find sailors on the ship?" Jack asked him.
"I'll kill them,"
Jack smiled.
"I like your plan. It's simple and easy to remember."
"I'll bring you the key, and you'll give me the compass," Will said.
"Yes," Jack agreed. "If anyone catches you, use these words. Jack Sparrow sent me. He wants me to pay you."
Then he added,
"It will save your life."
Will said goodbye and climbed into a rowing boat. Jack watched silently. Then he ordered Gibbs to turn out the Black Pearl's lights. Soon, only Captain Jack Sparrow's gold-toothed smile shone in the dark. Will reached the broken old ship and lit a small oil light. Was the ship empty? He saw the bodies of many dead seamen and felt very nervous.
"What happened here?" he asked himself.
Suddenly, he heard a noise. Will turned and saw a sailor. He was badly hurt, but he was trying to pull up a sail.
"Sailor, it's no good," Will said. "The water is too shallow. Your ship won't move."
But the man kept trying.
"No, below us, the ocean took Billy and Quentin. Captain's orders."
The ship shook, and a dead sailor dropped from the mast. Will saw round red marks on the man's back. He turned the body over. The man's face was gone.
"Something has eaten him," Will thought.
"The Kraken."
He remembered Gibbs's description of the monster. Will moved away from the body.